Jesus, we worship you, we worship you.
主耶稣，我们敬拜你，我们敬拜你。
We thank you that you are in our midst.
主，我们感谢你在我们当中。
Our great desire is that we hear your voice.
我们所盼望的就是能够听见你的声音。
And we ask you to manifest yourself among us.
主啊，我们求你向我们显现。
We commit this meeting to you.
主，我们把这个聚会交给你。
Have your way, have your way.
让你得着你的路。
Pour out your spirit upon us.
并且把你的圣灵充满我们。
We long to have you change us.
主啊，我们盼望你可以改变我们。
And you have told us in your word that as we behold you, we are changed.
你也在你的话语中告诉我们，当我们来注视你，我们就被你改变。主啊，把你的灵浇灌下来。
We ask you, have your way today.
主啊，我们求你能够照着你的方
式，
让我们可以把一切的荣耀尊贵都来归给你。
In your holy precious name we pray, Amen.
我们奉你宝贵而且圣洁的名祷告， Amen。
It's such a great joy to be with you.
能够与大家在一起何等的喜乐。
And Sister Alice is here to lead us in worshiping the Lord and giving Him glory.
圣秋姐妹在这里要带我们一起敬拜神，而且把一切荣耀归给他。
Sister Alice, sing for us.
哈利路亚，赞美主。是的，主啊，我们要来敬拜你，将我们的心更多的归给你，因为你配的，你配的，哈利路亚。哦，你就是我们的主，你是我们敬拜哦的中心，我们的目的就是渴望能够遇见你。哦，愿神今天向我们大大的彰显你的荣耀，在我们的中间，赞美神，赞美神。哦，我们来赞美他，赞美他，赞美他。愿神得着荣耀，他行了大事，因爱惜我世人，尽赐其孩子，流血舍他性命，为我们赎罪，将恩门打开，方使万人如泪。赞美神，赞美神，但愿天地合作。赞美神，赞美神，但愿百姓同乐。来拜天上父神，靠耶稣圣子，将荣耀全归他，他行了大事。救恩十分完全，乃宝血所买，凡信者有永生，这应许不改。无论哪个罪人若是再相信，必立刻从耶稣要得饶恕之恩。赞美神，赞美神，但愿天地合作。赞美神，赞美神，但愿百姓同乐。来拜天上父神，靠耶稣圣子，将荣耀全归他，他行了大事。大事神已做成，极其妙不比，靠耶稣圣子，我虽心中大喜， 比这更加奇妙更大的要求，当亲眼见耶稣要何等开怀，赞美神，赞美神，但与天地合作，赞美神，赞美神，但与百姓同乐，来拜天上父神，靠耶稣圣赐，将荣耀全归他，他行了大事。赞美神，赞美神，但与天地合作，赞美神，赞美神，但与百姓同乐，来拜天上父神，靠耶稣圣赐，将荣耀全归他，他行了大事。赞美神，赞美神，但与天地合作，赞美神，赞美神，但与百姓同乐，来拜天上父神，靠耶稣圣赐，将荣耀全归他，他行了大事。将荣耀全归他，他行了大事。哦，哈利路亚，哈利路亚，哈利路亚。哦，哈利路亚。我们赞美你，我们敬拜你。哦，哈利路亚，哈利路亚，哈利路亚。哦，哈利路亚，赞美神，赞美神。主啊，没有什么事能够比这件事更重要的，就是我们要来赞美你，我们要来敬拜你。哈利路亚，赞美神，赞美主在我们身上所做的这一些奇妙的工作。哦，主，我们赞美你。是的，比这个更加奇妙、更大的要求，就是我们要来亲眼见耶稣。哦，要何等的开怀呀！主啊，我们不再封为有你，乃是可以亲眼见你。你是那昔在、今在、永远存在的神。哦，哈利路亚，赞美你，赞美你，赞美神。哦，哈利路亚，愿你配得赞美，愿你将这一切的荣耀都要归给你，我们要将荣耀都归给我们的神，赞美神，你是行大事的神，行奇妙事的主，谢谢主，谢谢主，奉耶稣的名祷告，阿们。
Hallelujah, Hallelujah, praise the Lord.
Hallelujah, 赞美神。
Oh Jesus, we're so grateful that you are here.
主啊，我们何等的感谢你，你就在这里。
We believe you, pour out your spirit on every one of us.
主啊，我们相信你要把你的灵浇灌在每一个人身上。
There's nothing so glorious as your presence.
没有一件事比你的同在更荣耀。
Oh, Jesus, we adore you.
主啊，我们赞美你。
As we praise you, you fight all the enemies.
主啊，当我们赞美的时候，你为我们征战，击退仇敌。
We fill our hearts with praise and worship.
你让我们的心充满赞美和感恩。
There's one verse in that song that thrills my heart.
刚刚唱的那首歌，其中有一句真的是很感动。
The finest defender who truly believes.
就是今天，就是当我们信靠你的时候。主啊，你就做工。
That moment from Jesus, a pardon received.
是当我们见到耶稣的时候，我们就得着赦免。
I have experienced that in my own life, that when I have failed, the Lord undertakes as I repent.
我自己就有这么一个经历，就是当我失败的时候，如果我向神认罪，他就从那里接过来。
We had the wonderful privilege of going to the 45th anniversary of the church that Jack Chow founded.
我们最近有荣幸能够拜访了周牧师，他在马里兰州所创立的教会。
Just a week ago, my husband and I traveled to Maryland.
大概一个礼拜以前，我跟我的丈夫就到马里兰州。
And on our way there, we were privileged to sit in the presence of the Lord.
在我们路程，我们到了以后，我们就有幸能够在这个聚会里面坐在主的同在中。
The last time we had been in Maryland was 3 years ago at the funeral of Pastor Jack and Sister Nancy Chow.
我们上一次到马里兰州是3年前，我们参加周牧师和周师母的葬礼。
But this year, when the invitation came, my husband wanted to go.
所以当今年我们受邀的时候，我的丈夫就想再去。
Even though he wasn't in good health condition.
虽然他的健康状况不是那么好。
He said, I want to go to the conference in Maryland.
他说我想要去马里兰州的特会。
As well as another one in Virginia.
另外还有一个在维吉尼亚州。
I said, oh, let's pray the will of God to be done.
我丈夫说让我们一起祷告神的旨意成就。
But the Lord opened the door for us to go.
主就为我们开门，让我们可以参加。
No, our total trip was 1,400 miles round trip.
因为我们全程呢，要开车1400里。
But a week ago today, I awoke early in the morning with pain in my stomach and body.
但是呢，在一个星期之前，有一天早上我起来呢，我的胃还有我全身都疼。
I didn't know what had happened, but I went to the bathroom and tried to pray.
我不知道发生了什么事，但是我就到洗手间去祷告。
I knew it was a walk to go to the breakfast room, a long walk.Outside, and my husband needed my help.
我知道我要出去，去我家的餐厅，因为我丈夫需要我的服侍。
But as I dressed and I kept trusting Lord, I helped him by faith.
我早上起来了，我就凭着信心，换衣服，穿衣服。
And as we walked the path and got near.To the breakfast room, I felt strength come in me.
当我走到我们早餐的餐厅的时候，我的力量已经慢慢的回来。
Just when I stepped in the doorway, I felt stronger.
当我进入了那个餐厅的时候，我已经感觉更强壮了。
And I sat down at the table with him and 100 other people.
当我坐在早餐桌上坐下来，坐在我丈夫旁边，旁边还有其他的人。
There was such a warm, loving welcome among everyone.
大家都非常的热诚的欢迎我们。
I was able to drink some tea and had a little of the soft breakfast.
我就吃了一点东西，喝一点茶。
And then we went into the meeting.
然后我们就进了聚会。
We neared the meeting room, we heard praising.
当我们靠近门口的时候，已经听见了赞美的声音。
First, it started very soft, like whispering of praising as people waited quietly in God's presence.
刚开始的时候，那个赞美的声音是比较安静的，因为大家正在安静等候神。
No one was standing at the pulpit.
没有一个人站在讲台上。
We were all one at the feet of Jesus.
我们每一个人都成为了一个人在耶稣的脚前。
We were worshiping and praising him.
我们在那里敬拜赞美他。
The praise became louder and louder.
然后赞美的声音就越来越大声。
It was just like you read in the book of Revelation, where they stood adoring the Lord Jesus.
就像我们在启示录里看见的，他们站在主面前敬拜他。
And one of the ministers that came was Pastor Ernie Waldfogel.
其中有一位传道人就是Ernie 牧师。
There are about seven ministers that we have met at the Pilgrim Camp. They were present.
有七位我们在Pilgrim Camp 见到的牧师都在那里。
And Brother Ernie was shouting, Glory! Glory!
那而你弟兄呢就在那里大声喊荣耀荣耀
荣耀荣耀
荣耀荣耀
he shouted four times
他喊了四次
Now other people didn't notice because everybody was shouting and worshiping Jesus
别人可能没有注意到因为每一个人都在呼喊高声呼喊赞美敬拜
But something happened to me.
但是有一件事情却发生在我身上。
I felt the Holy Spirit touch me from the top of my head to my feet.
就是耶稣从头到脚的触摸了我。
Each time that four different shouts of glory, I felt electricity go through my whole body.
每一次当 Brother Ernie 在呼喊荣耀的时候，我就感觉到好像有电充满了我的全身。
I was completely healed of that weakness and that sickness in my stomach.
我身上的软弱，还有我的胃疼，就完全得医治。
And the next day, I was able to do all the driving about 700 miles home.
那第二天呢，我就可以完全自己一个人开了这个700英里的路回家。
And I give a testimony to my husband. He has been so full of the joy of the Lord, more faith than he's ever had.
那我也要为我的丈夫做见证，他是被圣灵充满了喜乐，比从前更有信心。
Now this is the day when the Lord Jesus wants to make himself real to us.
因为那一天耶稣又再一次的向我们证明他是何等的真实。
Pour out his glory in every meeting.
因为他愿意把他的荣耀充满在每一个聚会中。
And that's what we saw in Maryland, the glory of the Lord.
这就是我们所看见的，在玛丽兰我们看见了耶稣主的荣耀。
Each of those ministers, all seven of them or more, they shared as the Holy Spirit gave them liberty.
七位在场的牧师呢，他们就照着主的感动分享信息。
So, I came back to share with you the privilege of visiting the church that our pastor Jack Chow founded.
我要跟你们分享的呢，就是我们有幸拜访了周牧师从前建立的教会。
This is the 45th year, and the Lord is carrying on the work.
这已经是第45年了，而主正继续的在那里工作。
And we give him glory for the way he's carrying on our ministry among you.
我在这里呢，我们就是要把一切的敬拜归给神，因为看见神在你们当中的工作。
You know, 25 years ago, Pastor moved to Texas to retire.
大概在25年前，周牧师呢，就从马里兰州的教会退休，搬到德州。
And out of his retirement, the Lord birthed the Jesus ministry.
而周牧师退休之后呢，主就使这个JMI 的事工诞生了。
And the Lord, by His great mercy and presence, carries on the work among us.
主就继续的把工作持续的工作在我们当中。
Pastor Chow called the fellowship there a revival fellowship. Pray for revival.
周牧师叫我们在那边的事工呢，叫我们要为复兴祷告。
And in this conference that we attended last week, it was mentioned by our brother Philip Fogel.
那上一次上一周的聚会里面Philip 弟兄他有提到。
His theme was that God wants to give a revival again.
他的信息呢就是说主要再一次的赐下复兴。
America, our country needs a revival.
因为美国我们的国家需要复兴。
There's a hunger among people.
因为在百姓当中，在人民心里有一个饥渴。
There's a desperate need for the glory of God to be revealed.
他们何等的需要，神的荣耀被显现出来。
So Brother Philip Waffle encouraged us to prepare our hearts for more of Jesus.
所以Philip 弟兄呢，他就鼓励我们要预备我们的心为主征战。
And we found that some of the members of the church there in Maryland have been fasting and praying for these meetings.
另外我们发现有一些弟兄在马里兰州的教会已经为这个聚会进食祷告。
For 3 weeks, they have been seeking for a revival.
已经3周了，他们在那里进食祷告，寻求复兴。
And oh, how wonderful it is that praise and worship sets things right.
何等的蒙福啊，当我们赞美和敬拜的时候，错误的事情都可以被纠正。
When Jesus comes by His Spirit, He changes our attitudes.
那耶稣借着圣灵来到我们当中，会改变我们的态度。
He causes us to see Jesus in our midst.
他让我们在我们当中见到耶稣。
Let's take a look at the people in the Bible who saw God's glory.
现在我们要来看一下在圣经中当人们看见神的荣耀的时候。
The wonderful glory of His presence.
当神的同在显现出来何等的荣耀。
He pours out His own Spirit upon us.
因为他把他的荣耀浇灌在我们身上。
If we look in the Old Testament, in Exodus 3, we learn about Moses.
我们如果看旧约，出埃及记第三章，那里讲到摩西的故事。
God had a plan to free His people from Egyptian bondage.
神当时有一个计划，要把他的百姓从埃及为奴的捆绑中释放出来。
He appeared to Moses in a burning fiery bush.
他就向摩西在荆棘火焰中显现。
Moses said it was a great sight, and yet the bush was not consumed.
摩西当时说这是一个大异象，但是荆棘没有被烧坏。
God was calling him to do a great work.
神呼召他要去做一件伟大的事。
But Moses only thought of himself and his inability.
但是摩西当时想的只是他自己和他的无能。
But God's answer was, I will certainly be with you.
但是神的回答却是，我必与你同在。
Wasn't that enough?
这还不够吗？
But Moses wanted more.
但是摩西他想要的更多。
God took him out to Mount Sinai to show him His glory.
神把他带到西乃山，要向他显现他的荣耀。
In chapter 33, verse 11, we read,
在出埃及记33章11节那里告诉我们，
So the Lord spoke to Moses face to face as a man speaks to his friend.
耶和华对摩西说话是面对面的，好像人与朋友说话一样。
But still, Moses desired to see more of God's glory.
但是摩西仍然渴望能够更多的看见神的荣耀。
Great hunger for God.
因为他对神有极大的渴慕。
In Exodus chapter 34, we read,
在出埃及记第34章我们看到，
God passed before him and proclaimed his name to him.
神从他面前经过，并且向他宣告耶和华的名。
Oh, Moses responded by bowing his head toward the earth and worshipped.
摩西呢，他的反应就是伏伏在地上敬拜神。
Oh, how we desire to have God reveal his glory to us.
好，我们何等的盼望神也把他的荣耀向我们启示和显现。
Yes, if we look at ourselves, we would see how we're unable.
但是如果我们注意自己，我们就看见自己何等的无能。
Maybe we feel like the man in the song that was sung for us.
或许我们感觉的就像我们刚刚所唱的那个诗歌一样。
When Alice sang those words, the vilest offender who truly believes receives a pardon from Jesus.
因为那个罪人无论是多大的罪，但是相信的时候就立刻得到饶恕之恩。
Jesus is waiting to cleanse us.
因为主耶稣现在就在等候要洁净我们。
Waiting to wash us in his precious blood.
要用他宝血来洗净我们。
All he asks is that we believe him.
他所要求的就是我们要信他。
In the very first meeting in Maryland, I think it was a Friday night.
在玛丽兰州的时候，第一个聚会，我好像就是礼拜五晚上。
When the glory and the presence of Jesus came so strongly,
当神的荣耀和同在这么强烈的临到我们的时候，
I saw something revealed to me that the Lord wanted to take out of my heart.
我就看到神启示我，他要在我的心里拿走一些东西。
Often when God comes in great power, he reveals things in us that are not pleasing to him.
常常当神很大而有能力的向我们显现的时候，他会向我们启示我们心里有些什么是不讨他喜悦的。
That's what Moses was aware of.
这就是摩西他所看到所经历的。
And at the very beginning of that meeting, this song came to me.
所以在聚会的开始，这首诗歌就临到我。
Oh, wash me now.
主啊，现在就洁净我。
Oh, cleanse me within.
从我的里面来洁净我。
Cleanse me, Lord Jesus.
主啊，主耶稣来洁净我。
Cleanse me in your precious blood.
用你的宝血洁净我。
Or burn it out by fire.
或许就用圣火来烧掉我。
And all, that's what Jesus wants to do in all our hearts.
这是耶稣所要做的，也是我们的心的盼望。
We don't need to be afraid of coming closer to him.
我们不需要害怕更来亲近他。
He waits to wash us in his blood afresh.
因为他希望能够又一更新的用他的宝血来洁净我们。
It's his purpose to show us what's in us that displeases him.
因为他想要让我们看见我们里面还有什么是不讨他喜悦的。
When we come into the glory of his presence, it exposes what's in the heart.
当我们来到他的荣耀同在中，他就会曝露我们心里的本相。
Oh, but he has the power to wash it in his blood.
但是他有能力让我们在宝血中得洁净。
Pours out fire of his own spirit.
并且他用他圣灵的火
to cleanse us and set us free.
而来洁净我们，来释放我们。
God wants to reveal himself to all of us in a greater way.
因为神他希望用更大更有力的方式来向我们显现。
Oh, maybe you say, I'm a Christian, I've been a Christian a long time.
或许你会说，我已经信主好多好多年了。
But God wants to reveal himself today in a greater way.
但是今天神又要更大的向我们显现。
Wants us to see him.
来洁净我们，让我们可以见到他。
That's why the JMI ministry wants to lift Jesus higher.
这就是为什么这个 JMI 的事工，他我们要
更
多的高举耶稣。
He wants us to see him clearly.
因为他要我们更清楚地看见他。
Isaiah saw his glory.
因为以赛亚看见了神的荣耀。
It was at a most unlikely time.
是在最不可能的时刻，他看见了神。
It was in chapter 6 of Isaiah we read that it was when King Uzziah died.
以赛亚书第六章那里我们读到，当乌西亚王崩的那一年。
In that very year, Isaiah saw the King of Kings lifted up.
就在那一年，以赛亚看见万王之王被高举。
He was sitting on a throne.
因为他正在坐在高高的宝座上。
And the train of his robe filled the temple.
他的衣裳垂下，遮满圣殿。
But what else did Isaiah see? He saw himself.
以赛亚另外看到了什么呢？他看见了他自己。
Don't be surprised when God shows you himself in all his glory.You'll notice yourself as well.
所以当我们敬拜神，看见神的时候，我们也同时会看见自己，我们不要太惊讶。
Moses did, he saw all his inabilities.
摩西也是这样，当神向他显现，他就看见自己的无
能。Remember how he failed by killing the Egyptian.
我们要记得在之前呢，他曾经亲手杀了一个埃及人。
As we read in Isaiah, we see that he saw himself undone.
我们在以赛亚书看见，这里，以赛亚看见自己有祸了。
He was a man of unclean lips.
因为他看见自己是一个嘴唇不洁的人。
He saw it when he saw the king of.
当他看见王的时候。
He said, I have seen the king, I've seen the king.
他说我看见王，我看见大君王。
It wasn't an earthly king, it wasn't King Uzziah who was dead.
这不是地上的君王，不是那个已经过世的乌西亚王。
It was the Lord God Almighty.
而是万军之耶和华。
And all that fire came when he cried out.And touched his lips and made them clean.
所以当他在呼喊的时候，就有火从祭坛那里来，洁净了他的口，洁净了他的舌。
For Isaiah, he wrote the wonderful prophecies of the coming of the Lord Jesus.
然后以赛亚就被神大大的使用，他写下了，主耶稣弥赛亚要再来的这些事情。
Well, if we turn into the New Testament.The same thing happened to Saul on the road to Damascus.
在新约我们也看见同样的事情发生在扫罗，当他往大马色的路上的时候。
He saw the piercing light of Jesus.
他看见了耶稣的荣耀的大光。
Immediately he fell to the ground.
他立刻的就扑倒在地。
And he heard a voice. And the voice said, why are you persecuting me?
他听见了有声音对他说，你为什么逼迫我？
He cried out, who are you, Lord?
他喊道说，主啊，你是谁？
Oh, maybe he thought it was one of the ones he watched was trying to kill.
或许他想他 那就是他想要杀害的其中一个人。
But what he realized was his great sin as he sat in darkness for 3 days.
但是当他在黑暗中坐了三天，他一定意识到的是他自己的大罪。
He was blinded by that bright light.
因为他被那个大光弄瞎了眼睛。
I wonder if he remembered every part of watching Stephen stoned to death.
我不知道他是不是就想起来他曾经在那里看斯提凡被石头打死。
The Bible tells us in Acts 9 that he didn't eat, he didn't drink.
在使徒行传第九章告诉我们保罗坐在黑暗中三天不吃不喝。
He was blinded by that light.
因为他被那大光弄瞎了眼睛。
But the Lord didn't leave him in that condition.
但是主并没有把他就留在那样的光景中。
He sent someone to lay hands on him.
他派神就派遣了一个人去为他按手祷告。
Even though Ananias was afraid to do it, he obeyed the Spirit.
虽然亚拿尼亚他很害怕，但是他还是顺服了圣灵的
Because the Spirit called Paul a chosen vessel.
因为圣灵告诉他，保罗是他所拣选的器皿。
And when he went and prayed for Saul, he
亚拿尼亚就去为扫罗祷告。
And his name was changed to Paul.
他的名字从此被改为保罗。
Oh, don't be surprised if the Lord reveals himself to you this way.
所以当神向你显现，是这样显现的时候，不要太惊讶。
When he comes near, we see ourselves the way we really are.
因为当他来亲近我们的时候，我们就看见我们真实的光景。
It will make us cry out.
所以我们也会因此而喊出来。
Just like it did to me in that first meeting when he came so gloriously in Maryland.
就像在马里兰州，神在第一场聚会中在我身上做的事一样。
Pastor Yu had told me in a letter to be free to speak whatever the Lord gave me.
因为尤牧师他之前有写信告诉我，要让我能够自由地分享圣灵所对我的感动。
One of the ministers said in the first meeting, we don't have to wait for the rest of the meeting. We can find Jesus right now.
在第一场聚会有一个牧师就说，我们不需要再等，神已经向我们显现了。
And as they began to praise and worship and shout to the Lord,
当我们开始在那里敬拜、赞美、向神呼喊的时候，
I saw myself the way Jesus sees me.
我就看见我自己像耶稣看我一样。
Or maybe it's something I said or something I did.
或许是我所做的事，或许说我所说的话。
Or how I might have been offended by something.
或是我曾经被某某人得罪了。
Oh, that's so displeasing to the Lord.
这些事在神眼中是何等的不讨人喜悦。
This whole song came to me, Oh Jesus, wash me now.
所以我就要向神喊出来，主耶稣啊，现在就来洗净我。
I want to receive your help now.
我现在就需要你的帮助。
Sometimes we're tempted to just moan about it for several days.
有的时候呢，我们就感觉好像试探了，我们就是想要在那里自己难受个几天。
We think, oh, I'm not like that. We try to excuse ourselves.
或许当我们被光照的时候，我们说其实我不是这个样子的，我们在为自己找借口。
The Lord gave me this song, and I went to the pulpit and I read it to them.
所以当时，神给我一首诗歌，我就到讲台把这个诗歌念出来。
Oh Jesus, wash me now.
就是哦，主耶稣啊，现在就来洁净我。
Without and within.
在我里面洁净我，也在我外面洁净我。
Purge with fire, that must be.
如果需要的话，用火来洁净我。
No matter how, if only sin dies out in me, dies out in me.
不管如何做，我只要罪在我身上消失，罪在我身上消失。
Oh, it's so wonderful to cry out to him.
哦，能够向神呼喊，何等的有福。
We need to come quickly to him when he shows us ourselves.
当主耶稣把我们自己来显明出来的时候，我们要赶快来到神的面前。
Don't hide.
不要向他隐藏。
Most of us like to have people think very well of us.
我们很多时候就希望别人都能够说我们好。
But when Jesus comes in all his glory, he shows us our great need of him.
但是当耶稣向我们荣耀的显现的时候，他让我们看到的是我们何等的需要他。
That's the great blessing of coming into the glory of his presence.
这就是当我们来到他同在荣耀中最大的祝福。
He exposes our sin, our selfishness.
他暴露我们的罪，我们的自私。
That we might run to him to be cleansed.
所以我们能够快跑向他的，从他那里得洁净，被改变。
He wants to change us from glory to glory.
因为他希望能够荣上加荣地改变我们。
My personal testimony at this anniversary meeting was to open my eyes.
所以在这次的周年特会中，我的见证呢，就是我希望神能够开我的眼睛。
To see how Jesus wants to make a change in me.
让我可以看见耶稣如何的要改变我。
He makes himself more real to me.
让他自己对我来说更加的真实。
When he reminded me of Moses and Isaiah and Apostle Paul.
当他提醒我摩西、以赛亚还有使徒保罗。
And there was David too, King David.
另外还有大卫王。
God never gives up on you.
神从来不会放弃我们。
He never gives up on me.
他也从来不会放弃我。
But he sits as a refiner, the prophet tells us. He sits down at the job of refining us.
但是就像圣经箴言告诉我们，他坐下如同炼金之人。
He sits as a refiner of fire to prepare us for his soon appearing.
他要用炼金之人的火来预备洁净我们，为了要他的再来。
May we rejoice that he's constantly working to show us our need.
让我们一起欢喜快乐，因为他一直不断地做工在我们身上，让我们看见自己的需要。
I know many of us have been taught to wait silently in his presence.
我们很多人都已经接受到这样子的教导，要在神面前安静等候他。
The proof that we're coming into contact with him as he shows us ourselves the way we really are.
我们都知道，当我们来到他的同在中的时候，他就向我们启示我们自己真实的光景。
He has the power to change us from glory to glory.
他有这个能力，可以让我们荣上加荣的被改变。
as we draw near to Him.
当我们来到他面前亲近他的时候，
The enemy of our souls tries to tempt us to give up.
因为我们灵魂的敌人，他要试探我们，让我们放弃。
Because we do not understand the great plan of God to expose anything in our life that hinders us.
因为我们不明白神伟大的计划，他其实要曝露我们生命中的光景，让我们可以被改变。
Allow Him to shine light in us and through us.
这样子我们才会愿意让他透过我们发光。
There's an urgent call to lay aside our own flesh and self-life.
所以我们何等的迫切需要把自己的肉体和我们的自我的生命来放下。
That Jesus may be clearly seen in us.
所以好让耶稣可以从我们的生命中被彰显。
He wants our life to be a witness to the dying world around us.
他希望我们的生命可以成为我们周围的一个见证。
Those who attended the anniversary were full of praise and thanksgiving to God.
这次我们所有参加这周年纪念日聚会的人都对神充满了赞美和感恩。
Not many churches last 45 years.
因为不是很多教会能够持续45年。
God has done it even when Pastor Chow retired 25 years ago.
但是神做成了，即使周牧师25年前已经退休。
He had more work to do out in the whole world.
因为主在这世上还有许多的事要做。
But the beginning years were spent in constant prayer.
但是最初的几年呢，他们就是一直都在祷告。
I remember when I first visited over 20 years ago, they were walking around the city at churches praying outside the doors.
还记得当JMI 施工刚开始的时候，我去那边的时候，看见他们就在他们的城市里，他们的社区里面，挨家挨户的在那里祷告。
And the very first conference we had for JMI were just 40 people.
还记得第一个特会 ,JMI 的特会大概只有40个人。
But I've been with Pastor when there were 1,000.
但是后来呢，我曾经跟周牧师去过上千人的特会。
God sent him out to do a work worldwide.
因为神让他退休之后把他差到世界各地去做工。
He continued to have the light burn in Maryland.
但是神也让他这个光和火继续的在玛丽兰燃烧。
As well as in Dallas.
也同样的在达拉斯。
Wherever there are hungry hearts, God will come.
不管在哪里有饥渴的心，神就会去。
Pastor Yu, who took over the work for Jack Chow,
当周牧师退休之后，余牧师
had miracles in his life, first with his heart and also with a blindness in his eyes.
余牧师接手来牧养这个教会，经历了神的神迹，先是他的心脏还有他的眼睛得医治。
But I haven't been able to visit there for years, and I saw him strong and well.
我好久没有见到他了，我这次看见他身体非常的强壮也健康。
Seeing, having the healing in his heart and in his eyes.
看见他的心脏和他的眼睛都得医治。
And there are young people coming that want to know more about Jesus.
并且我们看见有年轻人，他们更渴慕要认识耶稣。
The Lord has promised, if I be lifted up, I will draw all men to myself.
原主曾经自己应许，当我被举起来的时候，要吸引万人归我。
And those ministers that came from Pilgrim Camp,
那些从 Pilgrim Camp 去的牧师,
they were so rejoicing in what God has done and what God wants to do.
他们看见神已经做成的，还有神想要做的，就欢喜快乐。
This is the message Pastor Chow gave them. Seek the Lord and you will find him.
这就是周牧师给他们的信息，寻找主，就直到寻到他。
To find him is everything.
能够找到他是一切。
Yes, it raised my faith to believe God wants to revive the church.
是的，我们要凭信心相信神要复兴他的教会。
God wants to do a new thing among us.
他要在我们当中做新事。
He wants to pour out his spirit upon us.
因为他要在我们身上浇灌他的灵。
The very last sermon at the retreat in Maryland was preached by Pastor Corrigan.
在最后一堂聚会，在玛丽兰德的是牧师 Corrigan 讲的。
He is from Virginia. He belongs to the Ridgewood Fellowship.
他是从维吉尼亚州，也是这利聚屋。聚会的。
I had two people that I wanted to present to you as giving a testimony.
我邀请了两位要来给大家做见证。
One was Pastor Chow's son, John.
一位是周牧师的儿子约翰弟兄。
And the other was someone who's been in the Maryland church for 45 years, Stephen Chu.
那另外呢，是一位Stephen 弟兄，他在玛丽兰教会45年。
They were both very eager to share how Jesus met them in these meetings.
他们两位都非常希望能够跟大家分享如何遇见他们。
But every Saturday they have a leadership meeting scheduled for this very hour.
但是就在这个时候他们个人的教会呢都有领袖的聚会。
They both are going to be with us when we go to Pilgrim Camp in June of 2025.
但是这两位弟兄呢他们都会在2025年去 Pilgrim Camp。
Pastor Corrigan from Virginia was unable to come this morning too to share because he wasn't able to get on Zoom.
霍肯牧师呢，他今天也无法来参加，因为他没有办法上线聚会。
But I had taken some notes and he had refreshed them for me this morning.
但是他今天早上寄给我了一些他的重点，他的笔记。
He's the one who spoke on the last meeting Sunday morning.
他就是那位在最后一堂聚会，就是礼拜天早上的聚会传讲信息的那位牧师。
He preached on the purpose of the Holy Spirit.
他所传讲的信息就是圣灵给赐下来的目的。
The importance and value of having the Holy Spirit.
为什么能够有得着圣灵是那么的重要和有价值。
In the first chapter of Acts, we learn that Jesus is about to depart from them physically.
因为在圣经里我们在约翰福音十四章我们看见耶稣他正要离开他们了。
Before he ascended into heaven, he said, I will pour out my spirit upon you.
在他要回天家之前他说我要赐下我的圣灵与你们同在。
And of course, Joel prophesied in the Old Testament that they would speak in tongues.
当然约珥书他在第二章那里已经事先预言我们都会说方言。
Jesus talked more about the Spirit abiding with them.
但是耶稣更多的说到圣灵要与我们同在。
It's wonderful if in my prayer the tongues come out in another language.
是的，当我们在祷告的时候能够说方言是很好的。
But that's not the purpose. The purpose is to be filled within with His Spirit.
但是这不是圣灵被赐下来的主要目的，而是要我们要圣灵能够住在我们里面。
In John 14:16, it says that Jesus may abide with you forever.
约翰福音14章16节，他说我要与永远与你们同在。
He wasn't going to abide with us in a physical form, but by His Spirit.
因为神耶稣不是要跟我们像门徒一样的在肉身中同在，而是在灵里同在。
There are many verses in John 14.
在约翰福音14章里有许多的经文。
Verse 17 says, You shall know him and he shall be in you.
17节说你们要认识他，他也要与你同在，也要在你们里面。
Verse 18, He will keep coming to you.
18节说我必要来到你们这里。
Verse 19, We shall see him.
19节说我们要看见他。
Verse 20, We shall know him.
20节说我们要认识他，知道他。
Verse 21, He manifests Himself to us.
21节说我们他要向我们显现。
Verse 23.
23节
Father, Son, and Holy Spirit will make His abode with us.
圣父、圣子、圣灵都要与我们同住。
He tabernacles with us.
他要与我们同住。
Oh, don't you know you are the temple of the Holy Spirit?
岂不知你们就是圣灵的殿吗？
You become the tabernacle.
你就变成了那个会幕，他要支搭帐篷在我们当中。
Pastor Corrigan mentioned John 16:14.
牧师也提到了约翰福音16章14节。
The purpose of the Holy Spirit is to glorify Jesus.
圣灵赐下的目的呢，是要为了荣耀耶稣。
The importance of baptism, He saves, He cleanses, He heals.
受浸的重要呢，就是他要拯救、洁净，并且要医治我们。
And of course, what I've already quoted to you, Acts 1:8.
我们也同时提到过《使徒行传》1章8节。
The Holy Spirit, Jesus' own Spirit, empowers us to be witnesses.
因为圣灵就是耶稣他自己的灵，要赐给我们能力成为见证。
That's why Pastor Chow so wanted us to get into His presence.
这就是为什么周牧师他何等的盼望我们能够进入圣灵的同在，因为这就是耶稣的灵。
And Pastor Corrigan wanted to give this one testimony to you. We are believing Jesus to fill us more greatly with Himself.
就是库肯牧师他希望我们更多的相信耶稣，而且被他充满。
He is the baptizer. He's the one that pours out His Spirit.
他就是那个施浸的，为我们施浸的，他要亲自把他的灵浇灌在我们身上。
We had much teaching in our e-school this fall about being emptied.
在我们的网校我们秋季班的时候讲到神要让我们倒空。
And as we draw near the end of the year, let us expect to be filled with the same Spirit that filled Jesus Christ.
当我们快到年终的时候，让我们更多的期盼，那充满耶稣的圣灵也要来充满我们。
John the Baptist had the revelation that the one he would baptize in water, he would see the Spirit come upon him.
使徒约翰他自己看见了一个启示，就是那一位他要用水施洗的，有火要从他身上发出。
And John the Baptist told us, I baptize you in water, but he's going to baptize you in fire.
施洗约翰他自己说，我是用水施洗，但是那一位他要用火来施洗。
God wants to fill our emptiness with himself.
因为他要在我们虚空的心里充满他自己。
First, he's got to help us to get rid of our own self.
主啊，主会来帮助我们，让我们从自己中被释放。
Surrender more greatly to him.
让我们更多的向他降服。
My dear husband has come home a changed man.
我亲爱的丈夫，他从去特会中回来就已经大大的被改变。
There are times when he is discouraged over his physical condition.
因为这之前有的时候他会为他身体健康的状况而感到沮丧。
And he even mentions he may not be with me long.
他甚至于说他可能跟我在一起的时间不多了。
But since he's been in those meetings in both retreats, praising and rejoicing.
但是自从他去参加了那个特会，在聚会中敬拜赞美神。
He's so full of faith. He's believing Jesus for great things among us.
他现在心中充满了信心，他相信神还要更多的在我们身上做事。
He went to the doctor yesterday and he gave him such a good report.
他昨天去看医生，得到很好的结果。
And he said to the doctor, you know the Lord Jesus as your personal savior?
他甚至于问这个医生，你有没有相信耶稣基督是你个人的救主啊？
And the doctor said, yes, I do.
医生就说，是的。
You could tell he did because he was so full of joy.
他非常的高兴，心中充满了喜乐。
Are we full of the glory of his presence?
我们是否也被神荣耀的同在充满呢？
Are we being a light in a dark world?
我们在这个黑暗的世界是否是一道光？
Shining for Jesus.
让我们继续为主发光。
Just let him have his way.
让他在我们身上有路可行。
If he shows us our great need of him, just fall at his feet like Isaiah did, like Moses did.
如果他在我们身上向我们显现出来我们极大的需要，我们就来跟随他，就像摩西一样。
The Lord has the power to cleanse us.
因为耶稣主自己他有能力来洁净我们。
He has the power to change us.
他有能力来改变我们。
He wants to give us his own spirit.
因为他要把他自己的灵赐给我们。
That we may walk in the spirit.
让我们可以行在圣灵中。
That we may live by a life that's not our own.
我们可以靠着那个不是从我们而来的光而生活。
And this is the truth that Pastor Chow brought to the world.
这也是周牧师他要向世界所宣扬的信息。
Come into his presence, let him change you.
来到他荣耀的同在中，让他来改变你。
Don't run away.
不要逃离。
Run to Jesus.
而跑向耶稣。
Say, oh Jesus, change me now.
说耶稣啊，跟他说，改变我，现在来改变我。
Don't let the enemy discourage you by what you see in yourself.
不要让仇敌的计谋是要让我们沮丧，当我们看见我们真实的本相的时候。
The Lord knew it all the time.
但是主耶稣早就知道了。
But he wants to show us ourselves that he may change us.
主耶稣把我们的真实光景暴露出来的目的是要来改变我们。
Every time you wait in his presence, draw near to him.
每一次当我们在他的同在中等候他，亲近他。
Changing us from glory to glory.
他就改变我们荣上加荣。
Until, like Paul said, it's no longer I that live, Christ lives in me.
直到像保罗说，如今活着的不再是我，乃是基督在我里面活。
Christ lives in me by the power of his spirit.
靠着他的灵的大能，我能够不再是我，而是基督在我里面活。
Oh Lord Jesus, we so desire you.
哦，主耶稣，我们何等的渴慕你。
We so want to draw near to you.
我们何等的要想要亲近你。
Help us to realize you paid the price at Calvary.
主，让我们明白你已经在加略山付了代价。
You shed your blood to cleanse us.
你流出你的血来洁净我们。
You made it possible to receive your spirit.
让我们可以接受圣灵。
Oh, we pray that you will wash each one of us.
主啊，我们祷告你能够洁净我们每一位。
Wash us afresh in your precious blood.
让我们在你宝血中被洗净。
We want to be ready for your coming.
我们要为你的再来做预备。
You're looking for a bride that will be without spot or wrinkle.
因为你在寻找，你要寻找一个心腹是没有斑点、皱纹等类的病。
If we see ourselves in the light of your presence, we know we are spotted and wrinkled.
但是当我们在你的同在中看见自己的时候，是充满了斑点和皱纹。
We may try real hard to be good in our own self.
我们可能靠着自己想要做得更好。
Just like Saul did. He thought he was doing the right thing.
就像扫罗，他以为他自己在做对的事。
He had all the scriptures of the Old Testament behind him.
因为他熟读旧约的圣经。
Or so he thought. That's the way he thought.
这就是他认为的。
But when you appeared to him in your glorious resurrected body, he saw himself.
主啊，但是当你向保罗显现在你荣耀的复活的生命中向他显现的时候，他就看见了他自己。
He called himself the chief of sinners.
他称自己为罪人中的罪魁。
Oh Jesus, we pray that we will be willing to be exposed.
主啊，我们祷告，我们愿意被你暴露。
Because you only show us what we're like to change us.
因为当你想把我们暴露出来，就是因为要改变我们。
You want to deliver us.
因为你要释放我们。
You don't want to leave us in the same condition.
因为你不要让我们停留在原来的光景。
You want to fill us with your own spirit.
因为你要用你自己的灵来充满。
Your own wisdom.
用你自己的智慧。
Your own humility.
有你自己的谦卑。
Oh, how humbling it is to see myself the way I really am.
能够看见我自己本来的光景是一个何等谦卑的经历。
That's the only lesson you taught us, to humble ourselves.
因为这是你教导我们的功课，就是要让我们谦卑自己。
Paul writes about it in Philippians.
保罗在腓立比书那里写道，
You made yourself of no reputation.
你自己谦卑自己。
You took upon you the form of a servant.
取了奴仆的形象。
You humbled yourself and became obedient to death.
你谦卑自己，顺服以至于死。
But God raised you from the dead.
但是神却把你
从死里复活。And you are alive forevermore.
让你可以永远活着。
And you live to make intercession for us.
而且你活着为我们代求。
We pray for everyone listening that you will be praying for them.
当我们为每一位祷告的时候，你也在那里为我们每一位祷告。
Help us to see you praying, interceding for us.
让我们可以看见你正在为我们祈求。
And willing to give us your own spirit.
因为你要把你自己的灵赐给我们。
Your spirit came upon you at the baptism in the water.
你的灵在在你受洗的时候就降下来。
And your spirit drove you into the wilderness.
圣灵降下来之后把你带到旷野。
You totally defeated Satan in the wilderness.
在旷野你把仇敌撒旦完全打败。
Won our victory right then and there.
就在那里你就为我们赢得胜利。
And then you came out of the wilderness filled with the Spirit.
当你从旷野出来的时候是充满了圣灵的能力。
You began to live the glorious life of God among the people.
你就在百姓当中活出那个荣耀得胜的生命。
And you went all the way to the cross.
一路走到十字架。
You purchased our redemption on the cross.
在十字架上你为我们买赎了救赎。
The price for every sin we have ever committed.
为了我们所有所犯过的罪你付了代价。
And you were resurrected from the dead by the power of the Holy Spirit.
借着圣灵的大能你从死里复活。
And because you did that, you poured out the Spirit on those who were waiting.
也因此你可以把你的圣灵降临凡等候你的人。
We're waiting, we're waiting.
主啊，我们也在此等候，等候你。
Fill us with your Spirit.
让你用你的灵来充满我们。
That we may be ready to do your will.
让我们预备好来行你的旨意。
Just like the apostles did after Pentecost.
这就是使徒们所做的，当他们在五旬节被圣灵充满之后，就能够行你的旨意，做你要他们做的事。
You lived out your life again through them.
再一次的从他们的生命中活出你的自己。
And in these last days, you're looking for empty vessels.
如今在末世的时候，你同样的在寻找倒空的器皿。
Each one of us present ourselves to you as an empty vessel.
我们每一个人都把自己像一个倒空的器皿一样献给你。
Come and fill us.
来充满我们。
Do your will among us.
在我们的生命中做你的工作。
Make us ready.
让我们都预备好。
For your coming soon.
因为你快要回来。
In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
我们奉耶稣的名祷告。Amen.
Let us wait in his presence.
让我们在他的同在中等候他。
If any of our teachers are here, take your liberty and pray for us.
我们当中是否有老师们在这里， 请你们自由的祷告。
Hallelujah,
Hallelujah. 亲爱的耶稣，我们要感谢赞美。很谢谢玛莎牧师今天晚上这么丰富的生命之道的分享。主，但愿这些话能够很深的植在我们的心板里面，让我们能够通过圣灵的工作，让我们的生命更丰盛，更顺从，更有主耶稣基督的生命活出来。主，谢谢你，我们需要时间，我们需要给神的时间，也给我们的时间。我们的生命总是完梗，需要时间来帮助我们将今天所领受的道真理能够在生命中产生像保罗一样一霎之间就被主得着。谢谢主，奉主耶稣基督的名，阿们。
阿们。主耶稣，谢谢你是用来用圣灵为我们施洗，好让我们今生有这荣耀的盼望，能够在你荣耀的同在中看见我们的本相。主啊，谢谢你给我们有这荣耀的盼望，你铺露我们真实的光景，乃是要改变我们。谢谢你施下圣灵与我们同住，不断的改变我们，使我们在你爱中不断的被你光照，被你修剪，被你制作。主啊，谢谢你施下圣灵来荣耀耶稣，使我们这个充满那瑕疵斑点作稳作者的生命，因着你我们有了这荣耀的盼望。主，我们愿意被你更深的来充满，被你更多的制作。主，哈利路亚，谢谢主，赞美主，愿你让我们更多的相信，把生命交托给你，被你充满，以至于被你占有。主，使我这不配的瓦器也能成为一个能管教你生命的器皿，都是出于你的怜悯、恩惠与慈爱。谢谢你，是我们荣耀的盼望。祷告，奉主的名求，阿们。
亲爱的主耶稣，我们感谢你，我们赞美你。谢谢你今天让玛莎牧师给我们传达了他去参加的两个聚会所得到的丰丰满满的恩典亮光。主啊，我们虽然没有办法去参加，但是我们相信你在那两个聚会中所带领的圣灵，你现在也在我们所在的地方，愿意与我们同在，愿意做同样的工作。只要我们的心也是那样的预备， 要来得着你。主啊，你会毫不吝惜的把你自己的灵大大的来充满我们，哦，来光照我们。主耶稣，我们等待你的光照，我们愿意看到你的容脸，我们也等待看着我看到我们自己的本相。主啊，我们巴不得你的光来照亮我们，让我们看到我们自己的肤浅，让我们看到我们自己的还不够纯洁，看到我们的不够信心，让我们看到我们还有时候还不够依靠你。主啊，我们有太多太多的需要被光照。主耶稣，我们需要你，我圣灵，我们需要你，我们求你来更多的做工。当我们每日等候在你面前的时候，当我们几个人聚在一起等候你的时候，主啊，当我们的心里向你呼求的时候，求圣灵就来，圣灵就来，深深的光照我们，也让我们在你面前愿意谦卑的悔改。主啊，你就来洁净，你就来洁净，不再等待，就来洁净。主啊，我们盼望快快的被你洁净，快快看到我们的本相，我们愿意倒空自己，好叫你的圣灵更多更多的来充满我们，好让我们快快的能够让你在我们身上活出来。哦，主耶稣，求你来做，求你来做，我们等候你来，我们等候你现在就来坐在我们身上，我们也等候你的降临。到你降临的时候，我们可以已经是被洁净的，欢欢喜喜的来迎接你。哦，主啊，感谢赞美你，今天晚上给我们这样有盼望的信息，我们献上感恩，我们也求你在我们身上就更多的来做。谢谢主，奉耶稣基督圣名祷告，阿门。
Oh, it is Jesus, Jesus in my soul.
是耶稣在我灵里。
I've touched the hem of his garment.
我只要摸到他衣裳穗子。
And his blood has made me whole.
他的宝血使我得完全。
Fill now with thy spirit hearts that full surrender know.
哦，当我们的心向你完全的降服，你来充满我们。
Let the streams of living water from our inner man flow.
让在我们里面的生命的活水涌流。
For Jesus' sake.
奉耶稣的名祷告。Amen.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Maybe the last couple of minutes, Alice can sing again. To God be the glory.
最后的几分钟，请圣秋姐妹再来带我们唱《要归于真神》。
哈利路亚。赞美神，我们再来唱，对着我们的这一位神，我们将这一切的颂赞都归给他。
愿神得着荣耀，他行了大事，因爱惜我世人，竟赐其孩子，流血舍他性命为我们赎罪，将恩门打开，放世万人入内。赞美神，赞美神，但愿天地合作。赞美神，赞美神，但愿百姓同乐。来拜天上父神，靠耶稣圣子，将荣耀全归他，他行了大事，救恩十分完全，乃宝血所买，凡信者有永生，这应许不改。 无论那个罪人若是再相信，必立刻从耶稣的饶恕之门。赞美神，赞美神，但愿天地合作。赞美神，赞美神，但愿百姓同乐。来拜天上父神，靠耶稣圣子，将荣耀全归他，他行了大事。那时神已做成极奇妙无比，靠耶稣神之我随心中大喜，比这更加奇妙更大的要求，当亲眼见耶稣要何等开怀。赞美神，赞美神，但愿天地合作。赞美神，赞美神，但愿百姓同乐。来拜天上父神，靠耶稣圣子，将荣耀全归他，他行了大事。赞美神，赞美神，但愿天地合作。赞美神，赞美神，但愿百姓同乐。来拜天上父神，靠耶稣圣子，将荣耀全归他，他行了大事。将荣耀全归他，他行